You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a passing interest in biomechanics and an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents figured out there had to be a better way to get around than crawling. As babies, we master the crucial double pendulum mechanics normally by the age of one, and never stop thereafter. Although anthropologists debate the time frame bipedalism became the primary mode of transportation in our ancestors, one can safely argue we've been ambulating on two legs for millions of years. As our brains evolved along with our locomotion, we may have invented the means to motivate, but in rock and rhythm, it continues to be the pedestrian way to get around. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, climb aboard my sonic treadmill as we go walking. Let's keep the pace quick with the rockin'est group of jaywalkers. Eddie Bo, the Sheiks, Jesse Powell, the Ventures, Jimmy McCracklin, the Sonics, Gatemouth Brown, Roosevelt Sykes, and Jimmy Rogers. Arguably the best known, if not most prolific, instrumental rock group of all time, they're often labeled a surf band, and in fairness, this is largely due to their two biggest hits, but truth is, the Ventures traversed many genres with a dizzying array of releases. It all started in 1960 when they covered a 1957 country tune they thought was from picker Chet Atkins. However, the song was first recorded by its author, jazz guitarist Johnny Smith, in 1955. Either way, the Ventures own the definitive version. Walk, don't run. Bocage, a.k.a. Eddie Bo, comes from a long list of forgotten New Orleans plank spankers, harboring a tendency to walk from label to label, beginning with his first release in 1955. Bo made a brief stop at Chess, whom, in a decision that defies logic, kept this 1957 cut in the vaults, until its 1984 debut on a compilation LP of Crescent City R&B, Walk That Walk.
You can talk that talk, you got to walk that walk, but baby, I've got my eyes on you. I ain't gonna stand no cheating, no sneaking and a peeping, cause you'll be sorry, baby, if you do. Remember this song and you won't go wrong, cause baby, I've got my eyes on you. You can be my baby, and I don't mean maybe, but we got to see eye to eye. You be good to me and I'll be good to you. Be happy till the day we die. So when you talk that talk, you got to walk that walk, cause I don't like to say goodbye. Baby, I'll school you so nobody can fool you, 'cause I don't want you running around. I want you for myself and nobody else, 'cause I'll have to put you down. So when you talk that talk, you got to walk that walk. I don't want you running around. Well, I don't want you running around. Yeah, I don't want you running around. Well, I don't want you running around.
I wish there was more to know about unknowable Chanteuse Fluffy Hunter, such as, is that really your name, and how did you get away with recording that song? But I've traipsed ahead of myself. About all anyone knows of Fluffy is her 1940s stint with the Buddy Banks Sextet, and a couple early 50s sides with the Jesse Powell Orchestra. But lucky for us, one of those sides with Powell from 1951 yielded one of the best risque R&B tunes in rock and rhythm, The Walking Blues. Brown's earliest recordings were typically up-tempo, horn-drenched, jump blues, and always featured his scorching six-string attack, which typically employed a capo and no pick. So when one watches footage of capo-obsessed guitarist Albert Collins, or Johnny Guitar Watson, you know where they got it from. She Walked Right In from 1950.
All the time. She walks.
James David Walker, a.k.a. Jimmy McCracklin, has a tendency to sidestep accuracy. He disputed his 1921 birth date by a decade, making him all but 14 when he cut his first record in 1945, and he claims to have written The Thrill Is Gone, which Roy Hawkins hit first with in 1951 and later infamously for B.B. King. But he can't prove otherwise. Yet McCracklin did write and record a huge 1957 dance hit while stranded in Chicago, which was all but stolen by Chess Records, whom added the fictitious Bob Garlick to the writing credits, leading to successful litigation for Jimmy 25 years later. The Walk. In the decade of 1943 to 1953, the cigar-infatuated 88 ace Roosevelt Sykes recorded arguably his finest output for Chicago's Bluebird and United labels before marching his base of operations down to New Orleans. In 1952, while at United, Sykes cut this foot stomper with John Schoolboy Porter tapping the frets, Walking This Boogie.
I've got
James Lane, aka Jimmy Rogers, was a guitarist in Muddy Waters' initial Chicago band. He kept pace with Muddy until 1955 before venturing forth on his own as a bandleader. Rogers found the charts no cakewalk, as his lone hit was his 1956 adaptation of T-Bone Walker's tune, Why Not, with whom Rogers had been recording with at the time, featuring big Walter Horton on harp, Walking By Myself.
Can I do walking by myself? I hope you understand. I just want to be your lover man. Can I do walking by myself? I hope you understand. I just want to be your loving man.
Originally known as the Five Pearls, then the Five Sheiks, and finally just the Sheiks, the Norfolk, Virginia-based vocal group strolled over to aspiring producer-slash-talent scout Frank Guida's record store, whom, in turn, drove the Sheiks to New York in 1954 to cut one single on Atlantic's fleeting subsidiary, Cat. Walk That Walk.
Don't you know that walk is teasing? I guess the third degree when you walk that walk. Well, you gotta roll in motion like a wave on a deep blue ocean. When you start that ringing and a twisting, I can see what I've been missing. Keep walking in a groove, even with every move. Please don't break it. You know you take a weep on a deep blue ocean. When you start that ringing out of pussy, I can see what I've been missing. Keep walking in a groove, baby, with every move.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and George Megan. Be sure to send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com. Seems that folks are more apt to walk their canines than themselves, and Memphis's Jester of Soul Rufus Thomas paid homage to that activity with his 1963 signature dance tune. There quickly came many a cover, but I think raucous proto-grunge group The Sonics covered it best in 1965, Walkin' the Dog.
Play the sack, all dressed in black.